Greetings to the congregation. We also welcome those who are worshiping from home to live stream. Last week, we celebrate Mother's Day. That we've been blessed. We are thankful for all who participate in the program, as well as those who participate during the congregation. Today, we are talking about the Blessed One. Based on the passage we have read in Matthew chapter 25, verse 31 to 46, and our key verse is 34. Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. How is the one is blessed? In 1935, mayor of New York, there is a invited to attend a court case in a small town. And in this court case, they want to bring an old lady who stole bread in a bread shop for her son to eat. And this mayor saw that this is a very small court case. And so he asked the judge, the mayor asked the judge to judge this. And now he is the judge for this court case. He asked the old lady who stole the bread, why did you steal money? I will give you a sentence of $10. Do you have any complaint about this? And the lady said, she didn't complain, but she said she did not have $10 to pay the fine. And then the mayor said, took out his hand and took out $10 and put it in there. And then he passed around to whoever attended that court case that day. The mayor said, I will fine you 50 cents because you now in the town that led this old lady to become a thief of bread. And everybody feels very funny about that the mayor has fined each one of them, but they are happily to give 50 cents into the head. And then they collected $84.50. And this lady took $10 to pay the fine. And then remaining $34.50 remaining to keep for herself. Maybe this is a very strange court case. However, we know that the church, this mayor, based on the church, is a righteous judge, must be punished. And she fined the lady the $10, but based on a mayor who is concerned their people, their, his constituents, then he judged others 50 cents because they were not concerned about this old lady. Our God is a being that in a day we are, one day we'll face the judgment throne of God. And in that case, the Lord will be concerned, each one of us, what we have done, what we have not done. And the Lord will be the judge, will pass on judgment to each one of us. And based on the passage we have read, I want to learn with you who are the Blessed Ones. We will think about who will have done what for the Lord, or the one who has not done the word of God. Let's pray for God. Dear loving Father, we are thankful because your word is the direction to lead us as we conduct our life, we would not know how to walk, what direction we follow. We are not living the standard that you have wanted us to do, but your word is next to us, will always be the standard and the principle and the direction to guide us so that we can walk closer to you, so that we can live in a life pleasing to you. May your word to teach us, teach myself and my brother and sister, that we will be wrong or that we could not see. May your word shine upon us so that we can receive the blessing that God, that want each one of us to have, the blessing that you have prepared from the beginning of the world. May your word get us. May the Holy Spirit be among us. We lift us up and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We think about the image of the goats and the sheep, and on this story, the king one day will judge all the people of the nations. It is the, our king, our father in heaven. He will have the authority to all the nations, all the peoples. And there will be one day God will gather every nation in front of him. And that you and I will be there. There will be who has no faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And this story let us see that the king will separate before him. There are two groups, one on the right and one on the left. The one on the right are called the sheep. The one on the left are called goats. Dear congregation, this image of the goat and the sheep, maybe these two have something similar. If as a lamb has like the goat's fur, if the goat's fur has the fluffy fur, it's very difficult to differentiate. So outside they may look similar, but the goat and sheep, they have different nature, kind of characters. With the sheep, they are finding the young grass on the floor, on the ground. But with the goat, they like to go up and take the leaves off the trees. With the sheep, the way he walks, and the ears are drooping. But with the sheep, the tail and ears is standing up. The sheep is very naive, needing a shepherd to lead them. But with the goat, they are very smart. They don't need anybody to lead them. With the sheep, many times they walk away astray because they did not know the danger. But with the goat, they would not, he would not wander around them. When the sheep faced some difficulty, the sheep can only run away because sheep cannot defend itself. So the one who defended me is the shepherd. With the goat, it's different. The goat has a horn, and they use a horn to defend themselves against the enemy. There is a difference between the sheep and the goat. And the story let us know that this king came in his glory with his angel. He will be on his glory throne and gather all the people on the nations to him, to divide them into sheep and goats. That means the king knows the nature of each of the person on this earth to separate it out into right and left. Dear congregation, who will be blessed? This is the first point that we think about. The verse said, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. Who are truly blessed? in this world. The things that we have served may be similar, but only God can see the motivation in our heart of the things that we are contributing that are serving the Lord. In this world, we have that those who are wealthy, those who have social status, those who have power, those who have the skill and capability more than them, with the wisdom, with the condition of their job, better than others, a life, comfortable life than others. But that doesn't mean those who have those wealthy and social and power and good opportunity are the ones who are blessed. The Bible does not call the wealthy blessed. The Bible does not call have those ability to work or blessed or have social status be blessed. But in the eyes of the Lord, the one who are blessed or the one chosen come and inherit the kingdom prepared for us since the creation of the world. Those are the one blessed in the eyes of the Lord. So who will be blessed like that? Who will come and inherit the kingdom that has been prepared before the creation of the world? In Matthew chapter 16, there is a conversation between Jesus and his apostle, and he posed a question, who do you say that I am? And Peter said, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. Peter is called blessed. Peter has a blessing that he didn't realize. He didn't think that he could say that. But Jesus revealed that there is a blessing that has been received by the Lord that he called blessed. Peter has been called blessed by Jesus. This blessing came from whom? Came from the relationship between himself and Jesus. We see that whenever anything happened, like Peter was Peter is very stronger than anybody else. He wants to be a superhuman of something value to the Lord. And in the storm, they were on the boat. And the boat was in the storm. Jesus was walking on the surface of water to come toward that boat during the storm. And Peter is the one who said, if you are the Jesus, let me walk on the water to come to you. Whoever can dare to say that to Jesus like Peter? Only Peter wanted that he can come become somebody of supernatural. And he said, come here. And Peter walked on the water. Peter has done something supernatural because of relationship of Peter with Jesus. When Jesus has that relationship, that has been broken, and the supernatural would no longer be. He was walking and he was looking around, and suddenly this fear. Suddenly, he fell down. Instead of focus on Jesus, he could walk on water. Something supernatural by Peter. But when he took focus away and focused on star, he fell. The one that someone thinks that can be blessed before the Lord is that our focus must focus on the Jesus. So that whoever is blessed, whoever can keep the relationship with Jesus Christ and focus our eyes on Jesus, that person is one who is blessed before the Lord. There will be time that the Lord will end this world to reward those who are blessed. When is that? That is what Jesus said. When the Son of Man will come in His glory with His angels. The Son of Man, that means talking about Jesus Himself. And this is capitalized. When Jesus came in His glory and His angel, and He was on this glorious time, and that is the time that the blessed one will be blessed before the Lord. And there He will separate. Do you know that you will be a sheep or a goat? Nobody can know that. Do you know that you will be on the right, on the left of the group of the king? Nobody knows that. This only God will know. And many of us said, I am the sheep and you are the goat. But that is only a deception. Only God can see deep into our heart to separate each one of us in the time that the Son of Man will come on the glorious throne. He will separate the one to the right and one to the left. Only God will do that. And when, after separation into two, into right and left, just like the sheep from the goats, at that time, and the king will say to those on the right, come, you who are blessed by my Father. Why did this word only go to the right and not on the left? The reason is that not because Jesus has some bias about some people, but here we see that the blessing that the Lord is can experience, that come, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. The blessing that God has planned for this world is a kingdom that the right one on the right will be in there. We return to Genesis, we see that the God has created this world. God has come to the world and be with our human being. And this is the glorious kingdom is referring to. When God created us, He put us, Adam and Eve, in Eden to take care of the garden. And each day, God see Adam and Eve there. So Eden become a kingdom of the God that human and God can interrelate, to be close, to talk with each other, and that receive all the goodness from God in the Garden of Eden. And so whenever God present, wherever God is governed, that is the kingdom of God. We have seen about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, where is that? It's in the heart of the believers. So God is someone to see from the depth of our heart. When God created this world, God created human. So for Himself. So human and God can interrelate, can relate to be with each other. But the human has lost the purpose of life that God has given to them. So that only now the people now have a relationship with the Lord, in a close relationship, to walk according to purpose God has given to them. Those people are those will come and inherit the kingdom of God. Thanks be to God for you and me to recognize this. Will we inherit the kingdom or not? Then that is based on the attitude of our life with our Lord Jesus Christ. Our focus, is it on Jesus or anything different? there's a philosopher come visiting a very wealthy but very parsimonious person. He doesn't care about anyone around him. And this philosopher let this wealthy person go to the window and look out. What do you see out this window? I see the sky. I see the grass and the trees. And there are people walking back and forth in front of my house. And so the philosopher led to a room in front of a mirror, large mirror. You look in there, what do you see? He said, I see myself. And the philosopher said, the mirror is just like a window. The only difference is that the mirror has been coated with a coat of silver behind it. When the life of a person looks at a silver coated with silver, they can only see himself and could not see the sky, the trees, or anybody else. Everything God gave you and me on this earth has a value with a purpose. When your life and mine take the focus away and only focus on the blessing of this world, could be wealthy, the houses, the glory of this world, the social authority power, or anything that we have, when we focus our eyes on those things of the world, then we can only be concerned for ourselves. This is the common condition of all. Let's think about this. Our focus is where? Where do we focus? On which one? On Jesus Christ or on the things of this world? A pastor in the CMA in Texas, Aiden Wilson Choza, has about the judgment thing. Before the judgment of Christ, the judgment of God is not based on what I have done, but is based on what I have not have the ability to do. This is the eyes of the Lord. He is not based on what we have done, but based on what we have the ability to do and not do that. Where does the capital come from? Come from the Lord that given us to live according to his purpose. In Scott's sign, my giving is measured not by how much I have given, but how much I have left after I made my gift. What we have retained tell us that our heart with the Lord, wherever our treasure is, there is our heart also. Not by its size is my gift judged, but by how much of me there is in it. You can bring offering like a song, some offering in the box, maybe a service of some sort, but not based on how much we have done, how long we perform, or the offering has any kind of value. But the key is our heart, is it in it or not? You can come to sanctuary, but the heart of you, are you heart is here or somewhere else or for different person? God can see all of that in our heart. And then A.W. Tozer continued, no man gives at all until he has given all. Only the person what we have come from the Lord, he wants to give what the Lord gives that person. No man gives anything acceptable to God until he has first given himself in love and sacrifice. Only when we lift ourselves up before the Lord, we offer ourselves up, whatever our offering, then it brings meaningful to the Lord. If we bring offering without giving ourselves, that offering has no value. And so who will be inheriting the kingdom of God? Those who has a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We examine ourselves, our relationship with God today. Is it truly determined that we are the object of this Jesus God? Who, those who are blessed by my Father, come and enjoy the kingdom prepared for you since the creation. For we are still stranger with the Lord Jesus Christ. The second point is that who has done the work of the Lord? In verse 37, then the righteous will answer, when did we see you stranger and hungry and feed you? When did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in? Jesus called them by a name, the righteous one. At that time, the righteous, they did not call themselves righteous, but the Bible, the one who on the right or the righteous, they don't know why. They don't know why they are being called righteous. They did not know why we belong to the right that we praise by the Lord. When I was thirst, you gave me a drink. When I was hungry, you feed me. Because the Lord can see in the heart of those who perform the service what they have done. To give a poor food, the thirst to drink, the one who lacks clothes, to a stranger to visit, and those who are in prison got visit. Dear congregation, is it that all of that are doing those things like that will become righteous? No. No. If we give new good things, then we are righteous. But it doesn't mean that we visit the prison and that person become blessed. So who can be called righteous? So who are the ones who are doing the good works is blessed. And those who are doing these for the Lord or unto the Lord, how did God know that? God said, Jesus said, when you do all this thing for one of my brothers and sisters of mine, Jesus called them who giving clothing and visiting in prison are the brother and sister. That means those that God to lead them to do those good works. The fact that I visited somebody or give food to the hungry for water must be the will of God, that God wants to use me to do these things. So that it's not something I want to do, but it becomes what God wills for me to do. On this one, there are many give others to food and clothes and water, visiting other in prison, take care of children. But not all doing that are being called righteous or blessed. But only those who respond these needing according to the will of God. You do this for the brother and sister of mine. How does this mean? Where the brother and sister of Christ, where that we have to come, where depend on where their focus is, because their life is focused on Jesus, and because of the relationship, God will reveal, I will do according to the will and do it for whom. It is not just my desire to do whatever I want, but the Lord will reveal and guide that person according to his will. So anyone but who but the one God wants us to come and visit and satisfy their need When I see you, Jesus, that they didn't understand that they were doing with it focus on the Lord, then the Lord is guiding them to do all these good deeds. You and I would think about that relationship with us and the Lord will help us to know the one that is least of the brother and sister of Jesus. This reflects the life that the life of Christ is in us. Jesus will see the need, but also Jesus is seeing that they have the motivation from inside to serve the Lord. That motivation is the love of God in them, because no one can come to the poor. They can have mercy for the one worthy. They don't have mercy on those who are unworthy. However, Jesus has said his apostle that do not do mercy that they can be repay us. That's just an exchange. But help of those who they could not ability to repay us. That must be because of the will of God. So that when a person do good for someone because God has willed them, whether it's a small thing, Jesus said, if you do this one of the least to my brother, do this for one of my sister, that the Lord will see exactly the motivation. So that maybe giving a child a cup of water because of the Lord, and Jesus said, we would not lose our reward in heaven. When Jesus said they can give half of inheritance or the whole or give themselves to be burned, but if there is no love inside, without Jesus inside, Jesus is has no meaning, they do not get blessing because their focus without them, whatever our focus that God wills for us, God said, that person would not lose his reward. And the promise that those are the called, that the Father is being blessed. Come, the inheritance that God has prepared for those from the beginning of the world. So may God help you and me to know what motivation today to drive us to have service for the Lord. And Paul wrote in the Thessalonica, you have become as a mature because you have your love to each other in love. Each day that love continue to grow. Your faith and mine will put in place is the root, but the love that we have for each other are the branch, are the result of the tree. When the root is even deeper in Christ, then the branch will reach out as grown to other as much. God wants us to have a relationship, the concern of the people standing across our path. Maybe a next brother and sister of us. But maybe somebody we know that we do not talk to them at all. It could be someone that we have some distance with that person that we do not want to have restore the relationship. When God wants us a concern of us to others, so God wants to express our his life through us. Who will do unto the Lord, and because of the Lord will do all of that, that person is called, will inherit the inheritance of the kingdom of God. There's a boy, a young boy in the ghetto being teased by a man. He's a believer and of someone who teased him and said, if God loves you, why does he take care of you? Why doesn't God tell someone to bring you shoes and a warm coat and better food? Why doesn't God ask somebody to help you? And the young boy thought for a moment and then with tears starting in his eyes. I guess he does tell somebody, including you, but he forgets. God can use each one of us for a particular job, but the congregation. But because some of busyness of life, we have forgotten God's commandments. May the Lord help us. God is calling you and me to become the one who live according to the purpose of the Lord. And those living according to the purpose, those can receive the inheritance of the kingdom of God that God has prepared for us. The third point, who would not receive the blessing? In verse 41, then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you who are cursed. Why did you got the right, the blessed, and then the left, the one who are cursed? Because only God has the authority to ascribe. When God divides, God understands that those who have some kind of lifestyle to be separated with the result by the choice that they make. So God knows who will be on the left and who will be on the right. Who will be called blessed or righteous. Who God rebuked them as who you are cursed. God, Jesus said that, depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Why are those who could not be departed? They have to follow the devil and his angels. Who is the devil? Satan. Satan, where do they come from? And the devil. It is an angel of the Lord before in Isaiah chapter 14. Satan was called the morning star, the glory star of God. It's a cherubim. Next, serving next to God, according to Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 14. But that angel has chosen a path that is, I will be my throne above everybody else. That means this angel wants to bring himself to the Creator to bring above everybody else because they are become a cherubim that oversee everybody else. The congregation. Satan was not select for the predestination to hell, but seldom Satan chose himself to go there. So when the Lord said, whoever on the left that are cursed, go to eternal fire, prepare for the evil, because he chose to be there, because they have chosen a way of life that finally they have to end up in eternal fire with Satan. All those have father blessed will be on the right forever. But those who've been cursed will go to Satan into eternal fire. Because their choice is there to go there. The things that God told them, the king told them, for I was hungry and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes and you did not clothe me. Are these the things the same with the righteous on the right? Exactly the same. That means that these are the things that everybody has the ability to do the same. In other words, God give us ability, maybe ability to do of the service to the Lord the same way. But their destiny is different because they did not do these things. This is their choice. He said, they also will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or stranger or needing clothes or sick and or prison and did not help you? If I see you, I have done it already. But Jesus replied, truly I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of these last of these, you did not do it for me. That means in the guidance of the Lord, they are guided at the same way. They have the same ability to do these things exactly the same for the Lord. Like one is doing it that we didn't know who did it for. But one side is chosen to not do it. Maybe the busyness of life that prevented them from doing it. Because of family, because of the comfort of this world to be the same. We chose not to do the word of the Lord. Maybe we want to be comfortable, not costing us anything, not have to pay a price. But they did not do the word of the Lord. And because of that choice, they have faced judgment into the eternal fire. Prepare for the devils and his angel. Satan chose to go there. And the one on the left also made that choice to go toward their nation. Not because of the word, because of their choice. There are two youngsters to come and come. They go from the old church and go to a new church and go to his grandma and say, oh, go to this church. The Holy Spirit is there. You know why? Because the praising team is wonderful there. They were singing, they were go up, jump up and down. And they're yelling. The Holy Spirit was there. And the old lady was still quiet. They continue to say, you know that my pastor there, he preached in a very loud voice on the top of his lungs. And everybody was clapping. Very glorious kind of worship. And that lady still be quiet. And his grandson, why don't you come to our church? Would you want to go to our church? But the lady said, oh, dear friends, I'm not concerned what they do during the service. But I'm not worried whether how high they jump on the stage when worship. They only want to know after the service what are they doing after outside of church. The most important thing is that what we do for the Lord, that how does God value our work? Not based on our feelings, not based on the thinking that it is right, but God value because he can see our motivation for service. A true story in Arkansas. A person in a crew who is married, he discusses one, but because he can go to the United States. And so they can temporarily separate a few years so they can come to the United States to work, and he can send money back to Vietnam in the future, then open a business. And so he left for the United States. He found a job paid about $1,600 per month. And after paying taxes and all the expense, he was very frugal. And the rest he sent back to his mother. Every month he would do that and send money back to his wife in Vietnam. You have to manage this to open a business. And when I quit my job and go back to Vietnam, we have enough money to open a store. 3 years later, he has enough money to to have a money to open a shop. He went back to Vietnam. That he knew, he just find out that his wife committed suicide. The reason that all the money that he sent back to his wife, he has gambled, lost all that. And hearing, hearing that his husband coming, one not being to face the reality, she committed suicide. This story let us think about what we have chosen to do. It is the result of what in the day of judgment when we face the Son of Man in the glory. And that is what we have to pay, whether we'll be receiving the inheritance of the kingdom of God, or we will go into the eternal fire with Satan and his angel. In the story, talking about the came to the house of Zacchaeus, the tax collector, tonight I will come into your house. Zacchaeus was very happy. This is something that nobody has done to him because he's a tax collector. He was hated. Nobody wants to come. Nobody has want to do with him. He said, Zacchaeus, tonight I will come into your house. And but what Jesus can be condemned by others, by the Pharisees, he come into the sinner to interact with this one. But what did Jesus do with Zacchaeus? It says, change the world for Zacchaeus. He changed the way he was thinking. Jesus changed the way Zacchaeus lived before he's a collector. He collect the money from others and keep some for himself. He was hated by everyone. But when Jesus came to his house, Zacchaeus said, dear Rabbi, I will take half of my inheritance of what I have for the poor. You see, a really a completely changed why? Because now Zacchaeus has a focus now. Before, he only see in the window with the silver coating in the back, like a mirror. He can only see himself. He can only see the goodness of this world. He knows he's a tackler. He has the authority to collect monies for himself. But now, there is someone that for him to focus on. That is Jesus Christ. When he saw Jesus, Zacchaeus could not see himself anymore, but can see others. He said, dear Rabbi, I will use half of what I have and give it to the poor. But Jesus did not say, oh, don't do it too much. A tenth of what you have is enough. No, not that. When Jesus is in the heart, they can do all the things for Jesus. And with his that recognition, if I owe anybody, I will repay four times over. The law only asks for double. That is something that is overjoyed. I will repay one for one. But Zacchaeus, I will repay four times more than what the law requires. Why? How did he can do this supernatural? Because his focus on Jesus. And let's think about this. When Zacchaeus said, dear Rabbi, I will use half of my inheritance. I will repay. Did he do it yet? No. But Jesus said, I truly tell you, tonight you have been saved, because the Lord can see the heart of Zacchaeus. And Jesus knew whatever he said, he will carry out. Why? Because God changed his life. Jesus knew that. Jesus said, tonight salvation has come to this house. And so with us today, when we have not come into the everlasting kingdom, but what can determine us to us that will be on the right side? It is our choice today. It is about our decision. Do we do according to the will of the Lord? May the Lord bless all of us to choose for us a kind of faith that will lead us to be our son. Let's read together the key verse. Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. Yeah, our loving Father, we are thankful because the future that you have given us is a glorious future. The future that we will be with you forever in the kingdom that you have prepared for us. But this is based on our decision today. Maybe we have chosen to be comfortable in this world more than to focus on you. May we have chosen to be concerned with our family more than a life of service to you. And help us through this mission that we can see the result that we will receive based on our choice today. God is a God without favoritism, but whatever you say is for sure that will happen in the day that the Lord will return in glory in the kingdom. Dear our Father, you have come with the warning, with the prophecy that you will return, and you have come into this world. It has become a fulfilled prophecy. Whatever prophecy has become Jesus has happened, so that we can see that whatever the word of God is, that it will take place, it will be fulfilled, so that the Son of Man will come in his glory, and that is a sure thing that will happen, and that's the day that will either be blessed or be cursed. May we make the right decision by the way we conduct our life. May you help us not to focus on the things of this world by the ability that we have, that we forgot about our concern for others, based on that we have done, that we think that we will not need anybody else. May you help us. Let us be among your church with a purpose, so that if we do not live for that purpose, we will not inherit the kingdom. May you guide us to follow you so that we have the right decision to make, that we have been prepared for us. We live up our body of Christ into your hand, into your hand. May you help us so that we can follow the right purpose you have given to us. We pray now in Jesus' name. Amen.